What does Tadatmya mean to me?
Hare Krishna, my pranams to all the devotees who are watching, and special thanks to Padmanabha Maharaj and Bhakti Rasa for inviting me to come and share something about this Tadatmya devotional alliance and my sense of potential for it. My name is Deva Madhava Das, and for the last 10 years or so, I've been serving in Ypsilanti, Michigan, helping to develop community, which has come to be known as the Harmony Collective. And our experience has helped us understand a few of the needs and a few of the areas where, as a Gaudiya community especially, there are things missing that are essential, really needed in order for not only the mission, as we've all understood it, to thrive, but also for the individuals within the mission, which is the real purpose of the institutions and all the different edifices that it supports. And personally, this Tadatmya Alliance provides for me a sense of hope. Sadly, over the last 10 years or so, what I've seen is, in general in society, people are very apprehensive of religious institutions. And then when they come to discover the history, especially the recent history of our Gaudiya institutions, they're left feeling even more apprehensive about involving themselves in a serious way. And so even if Krishna consciousness looks like something to be attracted to and something that provides promise and hope for them, the sense of being able to connect to the communities that represent Krishna consciousness, bhakti, is less exciting, and people feel apprehensive to involve themselves there. And then without that meaningful sangha, without that meaningful engagement and connection, then their own devotional life remains sort of stagnant or distant from where it could be. And what I see in this devotional alliance is a real chance to transcend the more discouraging elements of institutionalism that have come up through the years, and really bridle and take hold of the potential of coming together in groups, having common values, sense of identity, sense of belonging, all these things that are so nourishing and supporting for the conditioned soul as it tries to build up its sense of self to exist without the intermediate identity that these bodies provide us, that support structure that social institutions can provide is not unnecessary. In fact, in many ways, it's even more necessary now than ever before, only we have to deal with this irony that people are more apprehensive about it than ever before. And so to bring together this rainbow, this our own community, the Harmony Collective, this idea of harmony as being separate but the same, different but calling attention to a unified message, a unified experience, like a mosaic image, so many small pieces of tile, different shapes, different sizes, different colors. And yet all of the shapes come together to call attention to this one, hopefully beautiful, compelling experience or image. And in the same way, calling on the different hearts and minds of Gaudiyas all over who may have a formal allegiance or connection with other institutions, but calling together the like-minded persons who recognize the need for a renewal of the human approach to Krishna consciousness and a trust in individuals that their relationship with Krishna in their heart and Sri Guru is guiding them appropriately, maybe not stereotypically, but appropriately in their progress towards experiencing divinity and complete. And that welcoming sense of potential is what I see and am most excited to watch manifest through this Tadatmya effort. I'm reminded of Lord Brahma and how he was sitting on the lotus at the beginning of the universe, trying to individuate. He was trying to understand, who am I, what am I, where am I? And he wasn't able to do that without the presence of another. And of course, he had the presence of the best other. He received the Akashvani from the Lord himself and then did his tapasya and then was met with darshan. So this began the universe there too. That's when things could really come together, when there was sangha. And of course, Lord Brahma had the advantage of associating with the Lord directly. it's a lesson, though, for us that we can't do it alone. And as a small little community, the Harmony Collective, I've learned that we can't just be an isolated experience out in the corner of creation trying to bear forth this more human expression of the Krishna conscious culture. It's so helpful to be able to point to other places and say, yes, over there also it's happening. Yes, over there also it's happening. Yes, that's the understanding that's shared across borders, across socioeconomic divides, across genders, across all the different lines that people are so concerned with today. And sadly, within the institutional spaces that many of us find ourselves, whether it's the big guys or the little guys, or each of the institutions are, as almost they're helpless to become, very concerned with protecting what is theirs and keeping out others. And that really suppresses that mood of connection and felt sense of purpose that individuals in this age of Kali are looking for when they're trying to figure out what spiritual path to follow and who's really got it figured out. So in our little corner here, to be able to point to this Tadatmya Sangha and help people see in the face of others a sense of themselves, that I also value, I also experience, I also see that my progress is very much the way that yours has been, and that yours and that you're aspiring to develop. I only look forward to seeing that give traction to yatras on the ground, places that are already established in some sense, and this ethic of Tadatmya first, that we are together in our sense of purpose, and in that way together in our sense of service while locally following through on our different commitments in our different places. I think it will create a momentum and also awaken in the more formal carterized institutional domains a sense of their own purpose again, that look what's possible if we just think a little bit more broad-mindedly, a little more we and a little less us and them, but a little more we, look what's possible and look how attractive it is and look how effective it is when it's done in a healthy mood. So lots of hope I have personally for the potential of this Tadatmya Alliance and the inspiration, the permission that it's going to give devotees to rise up to the occasion of their own spiritual life and the opportunity of living spiritual life together in service, that it's not something I can do alone, nor should I even want to or try. As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, and Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj calls it our motto of our Sankirtan mission, Ekaki amara nahi paya bala harinam sankirtan. So alone, I do not find the strength. Bhaktivinoda Thakur admits and warns also that don't try to do this alone. It's meant to be together. And there is the bala. There is the strength that comes to serve. So if for nothing else, just the idea that some people are attracted to the idea of this Tadatmya Alliance is itself reassuring and indicative of what's possible and the frustration that's brewing across different communities. And I personally look forward to seeing it manifest in lots of fruitful connection going forward. Thank you, dear devotees. Hare Krishna.